Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Todd's live today. He got a shot yesterday. He's doing fine. He's about half a man this morning.
Yeah. I'm getting a little...
he's at least 78%.
You're thinking about it too much.
A little achier as the morning progresses.
That's your shoulder.
But I'll be fine. Right. No, like my neck is sore. I'm getting the flu-like symptoms.
Okay.
Which is normal.
Yeah, not if you're a man. Push you get yours today, right?
Yeah, late this afternoon.
And Craig gets his tomorrow.
Right.
Be honest.
In the manly line.
Right. Did you feel anything in your first shot, Craig?
The next day, as I was putting on a shirt, I thought,
Yeah, so no.
That's and normal. Oh, and I took an extra nap.
Yeah. Which is... great.
It was great, yeah. So, no, there were no issues.
All right. And then that'll make all five of us vaccinated as of Monday, and we still get an obligatory week or so until Nick comes back in here. We figured out yesterday Nick's been in the office, what, since October? Yeah.
I think of September.
Maybe the very end of September, yeah.
No, because I think it was around Labor Day when Craig got sick.
No, it was already...
It was
a week or so into that.
Was it?
Yeah. Right. And I remember distinctly because there's some things happening in my life at the time that I remember with those 3 or 4 days I was home. It was probably mid-September. Still, though, it was still a long time ago.
Right. Yeah, because Craig had the positive test in late September.
Right, and we kept him in his office for how long? Your house for how long?
A couple weeks.
Two weeks.
Three.
Right?
Yeah.
And 3 weeks. And I would do that every other week.
Yeah, you got rid of the commute, didn't you?
But I think we only missed a couple of days.
Yeah, we had to wait to get our test back.
Waiting for the test results.
2 days we were off.
Yeah. Oh, my God, what a year, huh?
We're celebrating Alcohol Awareness Month.
Yes, we are.
And when I say celebrating, I do not mean observing.
No.
Or commemorating.
No.
Well, we're aware it's there, and we're aware we like it.
We are aware.
I'm aware I like it. I'm aware I don't have a problem with it. I feel bad for alcoholics. I really do. You know, pretty much every story, every movie you watch, any TV show, there's a storyline where somebody's an alcoholic. You always feel bad for them because everybody on the other rest of the show's having a good time,
mm-hmm.
and they can't drink.
The story to keep gamblers going.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Guy in England was planning to close his gambling account. He had 63 pounds left,
right.
British pounds, about $87 remaining in his account. He's going to shut it down. He's just done. So he put the remaining balance on a 20-leg soccer parlay.
20 teams?
20 teams, 20 different things that had to happen on the soccer parlay.
What are the odds?
Including top-flight games in England and Scotland, matches in Denmark, Sweden, Croatia, Argentina, a few others. He hit it.
Oh, my God.
What are the odds?
I don't know.
Well, how much did he
63,
win?
63.
Here comes Todd's unnecessary math coming out. Just say what he won.
25,505.74 to 1, Todd, was the odds. And so his bet of approximately $87 ended with a payout of $14,600.
All right. Not as much as I thought it would be, but still had some good cash.
Yeah, I thought it would be more as well.
All right.
Nevertheless.
Yeah.
You want to see Todd's ass, Nick?
Is that what you were
ass
talking
Nick.
About?
Yeah.
All right. Let me show you.
Don't look away. Don't look away.
I got to look, too.
Oh, here you go.
The left ass cheek.
Left. Okay. Well, who's left?
Your left or my left?
Yeah.
My left. This one.
Look.
There's still a bruise there.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, I don't. It's,
well, that's a white ass,
yeah, I don't
man.
Really see a bruise.
No bruise, man. It's really good. It's all gone.
It's faded away.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have turned around when you guys said he's flipping a Yui. Maybe I should.
There's toilet paper hanging
there,
the
only
too.
Color I saw was pasty white.
That was the worst part, the toilet paper, right?
Blinded by the light.
It's all gone, Todd. When's the last time you showed us? Yeah, that's a whole week. I didn't see any purple at all on that side.
Okay. It's been like a week
and a
half.
It's all spatula mark on the right side, but it's a whole different thing. That's a whole different cheek.
Do I look symmetrical?
More that time than the other time. But when you showed me the bruise, I kept thinking, why is it dented in like that? But I forgot you had that accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not really dented in. Right. It's just not completely symmetrical.
Well, there's a big crack in the middle.
No, well, that part, too.
Yeah.
Some people call that a dimple, don't they, Todd?
My quad.
Or an ass crack.
And my glute don't have the same muscle mass as the other leg.
And it's probably, it never will, right?
I don't think so.
They ripped it right out? Okay.
I don't think it'll catch up.
So when a wife grabs around and grabs a hold of that, it's asymmetrical, right?
Yeah, it's a different grip.
It's a handful on one side and about three quarters on the other.
Oh.
More than a handful.
That's what we tell.
But what about less than a handful?
More than a handful, it's a waste.
I thought that was a mouthful.
Whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
no
judgment. Depends on what you're doing.
Whatever you're into, man. Old dent ass.
No judgment here, Todd.
You have a dent in your ass. Craig has no ass.
Yeah, we both need to get after the squats.
Craig has never showed us his ass, though. Bear like. Like that.
There's nothing to show. It's gone.
So that's why I
like. Yeah, you wouldn't
see
be
it.
Able to see it. Yeah.
Just bones and skin.
We are getting close to the end of COVID, obviously, at least for us, and we can all get naked in here. Not even gonna be hugs anymore. It's gonna be naked. Oh, is that camera on? Oh, sorry, Nick.
Oops.
Yeah. Let's put the photo up. I finally looked at the photo of that Canadian lawmaker. That guy's a freak. You're not just standing in your office bare naked. Whoa, the camera's on.
Whoops.
Yeah, I'm not buying that at all. No.
Did he get in trouble for that?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I forget.
Would have had to read to the bottom of the story.
Right.
Well, the bit I actually saw it any number of places, didn't really look into it, had a little paragraph about it, hoping someone else knew.
Yeah, I didn't know either, but he wasn't grabbing it like tubing or anything.
Yeah.
No, he was not doing the tubing.
No.
Tubin's going to reach out to him. Hey, man.
You don't want that.
Want to Zoom?
That's not shake hands. New poll shows that most Americans oppose anti-transgender laws.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of Americans
by far
are against laws that would limit transgender rights.
Yeah, but the problem
and
is...
It includes majorities in both parties and in every age group.
Right. The problem is these white senators that conservative senators from red states represent hardly anybody, and they have more power than everybody else. And that's what's crazy.
Right, and they have to manufacture a culture war.
Right, because they got nothing else. Nobody's going to vote for them anymore.
No, they can't do any, like, real legislation.
Yeah, every time I read these, there's a bunch of different polls, not just that. I mean, one of them was, like, over 90%. Well, I don't want to get into it too much, obviously, but over 90% want bigger, more background checks. More than 70%, more than 65, 70% don't think machine guns. You can yell at me for calling that. I don't care. You know, automatic weapons should be out there. We're on the right.
It's a machine gun with a capital M. Get it right.
Yeah, we're on the right side of this issue. The problem is we're never going to win it because people like Hawley in Arkansas or Missouri, has a vote, and he's an idiot. And the Cruises of the world.
Well, they keep
losing. The transgender thing.
They lose all the culture war battles. They just have to move on to whatever's next.
The next culture war, which right now is transgender, but they're losing this one quick. It's that big a difference. Two-thirds don't care, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're on the right side of history. That's a sad thing to have to keep saying, though. I like to be. I like the history to be like now. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I'm on the right side of history. Oh, Grandpa was on the right side. That's what's going to be. We're all dead.
Yeah.
I got tape of those guys being on the right side of history, but they're dead. They didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah, he always wanted there to just be one water fountain.
Yeah, yeah, there's somebody like that. Oh, so, Grandpa was a racist. Remember that?
You're not talking about your grandpa then.
No, no, no. Yeah, but his grandpa, no excuse, but his grandpa is an old dude.
Yeah.
There's like a 30-year-old guy right now that's going to be a grandpa, and they're going to say, oh, Grandpa was a racist. That's the way he was. Yeah, but Daddy was 30. In 2021, he was only 30 years old, and you're saying he was a racist then? Yeah, he was. And a homophobe. Holy crap, he hated the homos.
Well, that's
but we loved him.
Except for that duty bang.
That goes without saying, doesn't it?
What?
Aren't most homophobes racist?
Yes.
I would guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're pretty closely connected.
Yeah, that's pretty connected. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
The transgender hate is horrible. There was a young transgender girl, which for all of us, just for purposes here, obviously born a boy, is now a girl, like third or fourth grade, testifying. You see that story? In court against, like, please don't hate her or something like that. Mm. It was just sad. Cute little girl, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I've seen the side-by-side pictures of people before and after they transition, and they just look so much more content and happy after.
Right. Like when Push came out of the animal closet there.
No farm.
Such a weight off your shoulders.
Totally.
Those animals are still totally scarred.
Animal closet.
Well,
no farm.
That was an intervention.
We forced him out?
Right. Okay.
He walks in with his sheep. And
he's like, listen, I know you grew up on a farm, but this has to stop.
No farm. No animals. No crops. There's nothing.
I know. What a crappy farm.
I know.
Just a murder house down the street.
Worst farm ever. Ryan Giggs is a famous soccer player and coach in England. His brother hates him. The soccer-playing brother had an 8-year affair with his brother's wife.
Oh,
that's what you do when you hate your brother.
But 8 years. I mean, they kept it quiet the whole time? Jesus.
Yeah. Now, 10 years after this was revealed, the brother, Rodri, is writing a book. He said people have always asked him to do a book for the last 10 years. He said it's a bad thing to happen, so he's just going to go all guns blazing now. He says he's going to piss people off.
Oh, now, so these are famous people then over there.
They are famous people over
there. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, the wife, Natasha, admitted to having an affair with the brother in an interview back then. She even admitted to aborting the brother's baby just weeks before she married Rodri in Vegas. She
could have had it. They were brothers. They would have never known. They look pretty much alike, I'm sure. Yeah.
The soccer-playing brother was still married. He had kids with this woman when the other wife went public. Rodri's the youngest of the brothers. He hasn't spoken to their mom since, because she took the one brother's side who was banging everybody.
Oh, she took the side of the brother who was actually banging?
Who was making the money, the famous soccer player.
Oh, I got it. I was going to say, these are famous people over there. Because
famous people over there, yeah. But the point is, the point here is not who it is. The point is that it happened.
Yeah.
Can you imagine finding out that your wife's been having an affair for 8 years with your brother?
None of us have brothers.
With anyone?
Craig
and it's
one.
Your brother?
Yeah, I mean, Craig had one, but he's dead.
But he's dead now.
And he picked the wrong one.
I can't imagine.
No, I don't. I can't imagine.
The only brothers I have are in this room. Yeah. It would be like if one of you had an 8-year affair.
Yeah.
It would just be so, so be like, weird.
Why aren't you at the house? I'm just waiting for you. Am I worked the first couple times?
And that's a long time to keep it quiet.
8 years, yeah.
That's some work.
Yeah, that's a long
time. And the one brother had a wife and family at the time.
Yeah, I don't know how they
maybe
got
maybe that's a reason why she aborted the kid was because, well, he's already got some with his wife and girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't know how you get away with that. 8 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's going to sell. They're very famous
yeah, over there.
I mean, that'd be like over here. We're like, yeah, this guy's banging my wife. I'm going to write a book about it. Nobody's going to care, Jim. Relax. Nobody knows you.
That's more of a manifesto.
Yeah.
About how your brother sucks.
Compare that to some big athletes over here. You're right. That'd be crazy.
Right. My brother's an asshole.
Yeah.
By Doug.
Right. Nobody's going to read that. I wrote a book about it. You want to read it? No, right. I know you guys. I know he did it. That's it.
And then he kept banging her.
8 years.
Yeah, what? I couldn't imagine.
What was their name?
The point is not the book or their name or they're famous, just the situation.
Right,
can you imagine your brother banging your wife for 8 years? And, you know, some cucks would say, yeah.
Can you, or can you imagine people that are actually really biological brothers out there? Could you imagine banging your brother's wife?
Well, that's what it is.
A lot of those guys are thinking, yeah, I can, but I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, one of our Deadpool players is the sister-in-law's Taboo Jugs.
I love that name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, reverse it the other way.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine banging your... Yeah.
All Pusha said, yeah.
No.
You better be quiet, man.
No. I was playing a character, of course.
A character called Push the Producer. Yeah, if you put him on a lie detector, everybody's screwed in. You know.
And if you're not, you're no fun.
Right.
Well, the follow through is where there's a big problem.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah, no. Thoughts are thoughts, but doing things are different, obviously. Doug.
You figure he maybe just didn't care and knew all along?
Well, I don't know if he might not have known it was him. I don't know. I have no idea how you get away with that for 8 years, unless you're, like, on the road all the time for jobs.
Well,
or something
that's probably the case.
You know?
He
was a soccer coach, though, right?
Well, the one that was banging.
Who
was the coach? The coach and the player, same guy.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
The other guy is just a brother, Scott.
All right. He's Scott. Right.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
New study is showing that small doses, microdoses of the psychedelic compound found in magic mushrooms can be effective in treating depression. Researchers in London compared the effect of psilocybin versus traditional, commonly prescribed antidepressants.
This is what you guys want to do, right?
The New England Journal of Medicine found the phase 2 clinical trial results and found positive results. All but one person in the study using the compound reported a more significant improvement in depressive symptoms over traditional treatment. The director of the Center for Psychedelic and Consciousness Research at Johns Hopkins University told NBC the results are huge. He explained it shows the compound is, quote, at least as good and probably better than the gold standard treatment for depression.
That's cool.
How often do they have to take that?
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's going to be guided.
I don't know.
It can't be guided. It can't be by your buddy, you know.
And keep in mind, these are very small micro doses that you don't feel.
Yeah, you're not feeling
no
good.
Tripping balls.
No tripping balls on this.
Yeah.
You don't
that's
feel
what
it.
Dr. Mina throws a wet blanket on that tripping balls part, right?
Right.
I just don't feel it. I just want to dose then.
There you go.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just
the
balls.
That's the guided thing that I'm curious about.
No, I'd like to try the microdose.
You're the first person who says you don't like stuff, you don't catch a buzz from it. So you don't think catch a buzz?
No, you know, I go through the low-grade depression from time to time.
Well, we all do.
But
you say, I didn't feel anything because I didn't catch a buzz.
Yeah, but
you famously said that.
Is there anywhere in a 1,000-mile radius that offers that treatment?
I bet there's something within 500.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man, that was so quick. I can't even be mad at you. That was well done, Nick.
Good job. You know what? Nick got power from Todd's ass on that one. He was inspired after Todd's white, dented ass.
My ass is Nick's muse.
Oh, no.
Dad's jealous.
Oh, no.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.